Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
It's time for the late lunch, and it's not just any old late lunch, it is an FM special. Being as Vectis Radio went FM on Saturday, I set Gaynor a challenge to come up with a FM type recipe. So Gaynor, reveal, what is FM?
FM is fish medley.
Oh, lovely. Mm-hmm. So do you want to get cracking on that, and then we'll work it out as we go along?
Right. For the fish medley, we're doing two types of fish cake. One baked in the oven, because it's healthier, and one fried, because it's just lovely.
Yes.
And we're also doing a full-on prawn cocktail with cocktail sauce.
Full-on?
So you can have, it's your starter and your main, hey, all in one go.
This is posh, isn't it?
It is posh. We've got posh for this
one. It's special for Vectis FM posh.
It is.
Yes.
Because that's what we need.
Right. Okay. Right. So what's the process?
So for the fish cakes.
Yeah.
We have two small tins of tuna.
Yeah.
In a bowl strained. To that, I'm adding two mashed potatoes. Well, two potatoes mashed with butter.
Yes.
Butter's in there.
Right.
A handful of parsley chopped.
Parsley chopped. Potatoes mashed, parsley chopped.
Bit of salt.
Tuna strained.
Bit of pepper. And then you put your hands in.
She's at it again.
Yeah, you put your hands in and mix all of that together. Better to do it with your hands.
So, two tins of tuna, two potatoes mashed, salt and pepper, and parsley chopped.
Yes.
Oh, I got it. And so, then you mash all that up with your hands in a bowl.
Yes.
Right.
Also with this, you need breadcrumbs, so you can either make your own by grating your bread into crumbs and sticking it in the oven for about 10 minutes, watching it to get them golden, or, as I have done, you can cheat and buy some ready-made golden breadcrumbs.
A well-known supermarket.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or any supermarket. Oh. Sorry. I'll move that.
Well, that's burst me eardrums.
Sorry. Right, so when you've got that all mixed together, you take a small handful, about the size of a...
Yeah, think before you speak.
Hockey ball. Hockey ball size. Yeah. You know what that is?
Yeah.
Make it into a circle, put it onto a flour board and press it to make a patty.
So a floured board.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, when you've done that, you dip the whole thing into beaten egg.
Okay.
Both sides.
Yeah. So squidge it about.
And then into the breadcrumbs.
All right.
And cover it. And then you just hope that the oil now is hot enough over on the stove.
So you preheat the oil.
Yeah. And it sizzles. We have sizzle.
Oh, there's that sizzle. Are you picking up that sizzle, listeners?
Now that will take about 2 minutes on one side.
So there's a fair bit of oil in there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of shallow frying, but...
Yeah.
But you can do these on an oven tray in the oven at about 220 electric, about 7 gas.
Okay.
And they take about 10 minutes each side if you do them in the oven. And if you do them in the oven, they make a drier fish cake.
Yeah.
And we did an experiment in cookery class this morning to say to see which way was better.
Right.
And although they both taste very, very similar, the ones done in the oven have a stronger flavour because there's no oil getting into it.
Right.
And they're slightly drier.
Okay.
So it starts to go golden and then you turn it over.
Lovely.
For about another 2 minutes.
So I'm watching the creation of the world's first Vectis FM fish cake.
You certainly are.
Yeah. It doesn't happen very often in my life, this.
But you can't leave the oil unattended.
Right.
For health and safety reasons.
Okay.
And it is a very, very quick cook.
How long?
About 4 minutes. Yeah, about 4 minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to do it so that we can get two things together.
Yeah.
So I think...
So this is all happening in real time, and that fish cake looks pretty much done. down already.
More or less. I'm going to stick another one in, because then when I take a photograph, you can see two.
Ah, when you take a photograph and put it on Facebook.
And put it on Facebook.
Yeah, we're getting good at this now.
Yeah. So this one's going to be slightly bigger, but who cares?
Okay.
So that's in the egg.
So.
In the breadcrumbs.
So, flour first.
Yeah.
Dip it in the beaten egg.
Yeah.
And then breadcrumbs.
Breadcrumbs.
And then pan with it.
In the pan.
Whoa.
And that one is just about done.
Looking
so I'll put that on some kitchen paper to drain.
So kitchen paper to drain.
And then I'm just going to stick one more in because I know what's going to happen in a minute. You're just going to want to eat it before I've taken a photograph, aren't you?
Oh, really?
Me? I did that round the wrong way. Never mind. Flour, egg, breadcrumbs.
So could really, have got away with that.
I could have done.
Yeah.
But that's not being honest, is it? There you go. Yeah. So that was really quick. The longest time is doing your potatoes, because obviously you have to cook them, mash them. So once they've, if you do them small, they'll take about 15 minutes in boiling water. Then you just strain them with butter and a bit of salt, and then mix it with the tuna and the parsley and a bit of pepper.
Okay.
And then...
So the very first thing you do is the mashed potato.
That's the first thing you do.
Yeah.
So I'll put that on the board.
Whoa, that looks lovely.
And then I'm going to go straight into the second part of the medley. Or the third part of the medley, because I've already done the ones that go in the oven.
Okay.
So we're going to have a posh prawn cocktail.
Right, posh prawn cocktail.
Yeah, so for that you need about 2 tablespoons of mayonnaise.
Yes. Which you are putting in a big bowl.
Yeah, and then you put 2 good teaspoons of tomato ketchup.
So it's like 2 dollops, isn't it?
Yeah. Then you put a dash of Worcester sauce.
Okay. You sure you're not making a Bloody Mary?
Definitely. You tried this the other day. So then you mix that all together.
Yeah.
And to that you add prawns, which were frozen and have now defrosted.
Okay.
So
you just buy a big bag of prawns out of the freezer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you mix that
all together. Do you know how much you should use?
It depends how much you want to make.
Right.
Or how many people you're... I mean, here, you've got enough here to do a good 3 prawn cocktails if you're doing them in a glass.
How many prawns did you use for that game?
About 100 grams.
100 grams?
Yeah. You don't need that many.
So have you said 1-5 grams of prawns would do 4?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thereabouts.
Okay.
So then in a dish or in a glass, depending on how you want to do it, you line it with... various iceberg lettuce works really well, but I've got rocket and lots of nice posh bits because we're going posh. Some tomato.
It looks really nice.
And some cucumber. And I'm going to sprinkle them with some sort of red and yellow peppers diced.
Yeah.
Sprinkled on the top. And then you spoon your prawns on the top. And then you serve that with a wedge of lemon.
Wow, look at that.
There
that's
you go.
That's a thing of beauty, that is.
It is. Oh, pull that one slightly. That's going to be the one you eat first.
All right.
So they're almost done.
Yeah.
What I'll do is I'll put that one on a smaller bowl on the table. Now, when you have your fish cakes, serve them with sweet chili dipping sauce.
Yeah.
Because it is such a good combination.
And basically you're just buying that, are you?
Yeah.
The dipping sauce.
Just a normal dipping sauce. And now what I'm going to do is put some on here and you're going to eat this.
All right. Okay.
So this is where we get the sound effects.
Swap.
Hang on.
All right. Okay. Here we go.
That's not a sound effect.
Mm-hmm.
That's a facial expression. Can't see that on the radio.
Oh, that's lovely.
And,
right.
And really quick.
Mm.
And really easy.
Well, I can't talk. And that was cooked before my eyes in about, 5 minutes?
Yep.
And it's lovely.
So, there you've got a main course. A main course and a starter. In 10 minutes.
Wow.
So.
And that is amazing. And that's a fitting tribute to Vectis FM.
Going posh. We're going posh. We're upgrading.
And you're going to be listening to Vectis FM, aren't you?
We are.
Here at the Isabel Cafe.
All the time.
Yeah, fantastic. Did you see, did you hear about Prue Leith and her big foul up on Bake Off?
No.
She, you know, she's like a judge. Yeah. And they recorded the series and then she cleared off to somewhere exotic for a holiday. And while she was away, she tweeted congratulations to the winner, but she hadn't allowed for the fact that she's in a different time zone. So she told everyone the winner before the final. And she still hasn't been sacked.
Oh.
Would you have sacked her?
I would have given her a very stiff warning.
Would you?
Yes, I would.
That's what I wanted to check.
What do you like with prawns?
How do you mean? What are you trying to say?
You haven't tasted the prawn cocktail yet.
What am I like with prawns?
Yeah, you're not allergic to prawns.
Well, I behave quite...
Ready?
This is surreal.
There you go.
Mm. I've got prawns on the end of my nose now.
I'll take a photo of that for later as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's lovely.
And that was quick as well.
It was. I'm just wiping prawn juice off my nose as we speak. Oh, it's lovely. So, and we've got to get a picture of this, aren't we?
We are, and we're going to put that on.
Okay.
I might put the picture on before Saturday so that people can see it as a celebratory picture.
Yeah, let's do it.
Of what a fish medley looks like.
Yeah, fantastic.
And that's cheap. That is really cheap.
Do you know how much? Usual
cost. Right, so a couple of potatoes is probably about 10p.
Yeah.
Then you've got your tin of tuna, which you can get four cans for £4. So that's a pound a tin.
Yeah.
Parsley, pennies.
Yeah.
And that's it. The breadcrumbs are 80p for a tub, but you can use those over and over.
So you're only good at maths. Can you add that up for us?
What did I just say? I think that to make enough for four people in fish cakes, it's probably about £2.
Wow.
And the prawn cocktail, that's probably about £3.50 for a bag of prawns. So to do four people, you've probably got like about £6.
Yeah.
So, that's going to be...
Well, that's a really nice looking meal, isn't it?
It is. And it's good. And you've got to have the fish cake with the sweet chilli dipping sauce because it just works.
Yeah, it does. I can vouch for that. Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, thanks again, Gaina. Vectis FM special.
Yes, it is. And congratulations on that. I'm really excited.
Yeah, thanks, Gaina.
That's okay.
See you next week.
See you next week.